Uh-huh. That cross picking, does that resemble what Jesse was doing?
Well, in a way. Now if you'll notice, Jesse will get on two strings sometimes, and he won't get a three string roll. You know, the cross picking that I created, you do it. It's a three string thing. You know.
Yeah, two down, one up, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. And Jesse will get on if he's on a real fast number sometimes, or even a slow one. You know, just two strings. And play his own harmony, you know, that way. But now on some of the stuff he does, that three, he'll do the three string stuff, you know. That's his best stuff, I think. But you know, everybody's got their own style. Everybody adds to it, rearranges, and kicks it around kind of like they like it, you know, or what feels natural or what they feel comfortable with. But I've never heard anybody that just sat down and do it one number after another and do it like I do it, you know. And I'm not bragging, I'm just saying maybe I'm that silly or that different or whatever, but it's I've never heard anybody that played it just like I like it.
You described it earlier as being kind of difficult to do. You know, I'm...
It certainly is that now.
Yeah, and perhaps the... that only the most accomplished can do it. Just like Reno's banjo playing is more difficult too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's different. Yeah. Now his son plays more like the old Scruggs style, you know.
He can do both though, can't he?
I think so, yeah. Don had the best, everybody, Bill Keith even, Brad Keith, you know, Bill Keith.
Yes, sir.
He said that Domino had the best left hand he ever saw, and that's where he got a lot of his ideas with Don's left hand. And then he adapted the right hand to match the left hand what he was doing. You know?